one could say you can take almost every verse in the Gospels and apply them to the life of Joseph in many different ways. It is very similar. We're talking about the type that represents the Lord Jesus. Remember that that coat of many colors could be translated with sleeves. And that, just to continue the type and then move on a little bit, is that has to be replaced. That has to be replaced. The Lord Jesus in resurrection has to take a different garment, glorified body. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing when we talk about Joseph, that we can see every feature of the Lord Jesus as a blessed man. But the dreams that he was dreaming is also speaks tremendously. Yes, it is in the coming day, a day of glory, as Matthew has mentioned before us. But we cannot but help it. Apply Philippians chapter 2 and verse 9. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and give him a name that is above every name. That at the name of the Lord Jesus, every knee shall bow. And when every knee shall bow, you see, this is the beauty of it. It is under the earth, on the earth, and in the heaven. And in the dreams of Joseph, there was a heavenly dream. There was the suns and the moon and others. And there was a dream, earthly dream. And in every case, they were bowing to Joseph. Because God wants to fulfill what Joseph dreamed about in the life of the Lord Jesus, to make sure that everyone shall confess him, that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So it's a wonderful thing, first, to start the conference warming our hearts with the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you, I think many brethren will agree, we can take just the types and we can take the whole week and conferences without end speaking of the person and the work of the Lord Jesus. But I'm just wondering, for the next 35 minutes, Brother Joe, go ahead.
Can we just mention at least one of the types that we also see?
Go ahead.
Joseph was hated by his brethren.
Yes.
And with the Lord Jesus, it says he came unto his own, and his own received him not. So as we speak of the types, Joseph was hated by his brethren, the Lord Jesus was hated. In the Psalms it says, they hated me without a cause. So that's another type that you can see in this portion.
Another type, and there could be a lot, and may the Lord help us at our own leisure, because it's not only here. We're not going to get it all here. We can get way more at our own leisure when we are reading the scripture before God. But I'm wondering, brethren, if we can get into a little bit about now Joseph as a 17-year-old representing me, let's put it that way, representing us as one living in a household. And the household is not wonderful in Daniel. Not everything bright and ease and rest. And it's a wonderful thing to see a household when you would look at the older siblings playing with the younger one and spoiling him and all. Joseph didn't experience these things much. He was hated by his brethren. And the atmosphere or the environment of the house wasn't so pleasing to him as a young man. So I'm wondering if we can now come to the aspect of how did he behave in all dignity and godliness in the house, in the domestic circumstances, in the presence of his brethren, and what kind of response he always had toward them, although it wasn't, you know what, it wasn't the same feeling from his brethren to him. But he always had love for them, regardless of how much they hated him. So I'm just wondering if we can now talk of Joseph as being a representation or a young man representing us individually.
I really believe that's where the test comes in. The test is really at home. It is so easy when I am here with you and gotta behave in a certain way. But when I'm at home, Joseph did not have two coats. One coat. The way he behaved outside, the same way he behaved inside. And a Christian should not have two coats. There's no coat for Sunday, and then another coat when I go to work. It's the same coat. Coat speaks of appearing. How do I appear? It's the same person. It's the same behavior. That's why the Lord Jesus said, don't bring two coats. He doesn't want to have split personalities. And he doesn't want to have hypocrisy. The way I behave outside, I want to behave inside. There is no double standards. It is the same person. Again, Christ said, I am what I speak. When he spoke, that's the way he expresses himself. In a way that is so beautiful. So now, in that home setting, where my brother and sister, where my father and mother sees me all the time, how do I behave? And that is really the test. It is not how you behave when you come to the meeting. Usually, it will show if you don't behave right at home. But some of us are very clever, and we could cover up. But God is looking for reality. God is looking for reality. Am I at home a Christian? Am I a Christian at home? That is really the challenge. Am I a Christian in dealing with my older brother and with my older sister at home? Am I a Christian when I deal with my younger brother and my younger sister at home? Do I behave as a Christian when my parents ask me to do something? Do I honor God at home? How do I treat my brother when he gets on my nerve? These are reality. These are not things, and it's not theoretical at all. Joseph had proven himself in his father's house, the way he behaved there among his brethren. That's why they hated him. Talk about peer pressure, and I'm still talking at home. You have a job to do, to feed the flock with his brethren. And they probably gave him that junkiest work to do. He was the bottom of the seniority. The older one probably sat around and asked him, hey Joseph, give me this. Hey Joseph, give me that. Hey Joseph, take care of that key. And Joseph said, hey, don't you see what I have here? You see this coat of many colored guys? What's wrong with you? Don't you know who I am? I mean, hey, have some respect here. Please, my father knows who I am. You guys have... It was not, we don't read any of it. These are the attitudes that displayed itself in us. How do we treat one another as brothers and sisters? There is something that sometimes, and I have to speak frankly, that I see young men Christians, young women Christians, treating brothers and sisters, their peer, their age, something that kind of like you sit yourself, how could they do that? And yet they claim Christianity and the behavior of a Christian. That's the test. Not in the meeting yet, but at home. Or when we are the young people are together. You know, Joseph is with the young people, doing something. He heard what they said. He saw what they watched. Ah, there is no difference, trust me. They don't have text messages at that time and chatting. There were the people reporting about the stuff that they were chatting in a different way. They were chatting. And it was evil.